Today, we take you back to the year 1919. Peter Fukunaga took out a $1,500 loan to open a two-car garage on Oahu's North Shore. The company he created was Servco, and it has since grown into a $1.8 billion business, distributing and selling cars and home appliances, car sharing, and investing. To celebrate its 100 years in business, the company gave $1.5 million to local charities throughout the year. This included $20,000 grants awarded to 19 nonprofits spread across the state who were nominated by customers. It's also donated $200,000 to Aloha United Way, which, by the way, is celebrating its 100 years this year. It was to start the Hawaii Social Impact Project to help those in the state living from paycheck to paycheck. Mark Fukunaga is the chairman and CEO of the company and also the founder's grandson. He sat down with our producer, Jason Ubai, to talk about how the business has changed since those early days.
Well, it's been an interesting journey. We used to have all kinds of businesses. You know, my grandfather and then my father and uncles who continued the business were really entrepreneurial. So they got into a lot of stuff. I think in the last 25 years, we've really rationalized and focused the business on automotive. So that really is our business now. Maybe what's changed is that while we have obviously a big presence in Hawaii, about half of our company now is in Australia. So we expanded there about 12 years ago. So we're in, altogether, we've, as we say in the automotive business, we've got 27 rooftop locations in Australia, and it's everywhere from, you know, the major cities, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and then a lot of other smaller cities and towns, really across Australia all the way to Perth.
Well, do you see yourself expanding in Australia, New Zealand, or any other places outside of Hawaii?
Yeah, I think we'll continue to Australia, potentially New Zealand. But I think at the same time, you know, like a lot of businesses, we're facing some big disruption down the road. We foresee maybe more change in the next 10 years than in the prior 100 years of the automotive industry. So we're looking at everything from, you know, going online in engaging our customers as opposed to brick and mortar locations. We'll do both, but I think increasingly online. You've got new ownership models, ride sharing and car sharing. You know, our initiative with Toyota, and Toyota's only and first, rather, first global car sharing initiative was with us, and that's the Hui car sharing service you see all around Honolulu. Autonomous cars are also coming. And that's a game changer. And that's not that far away in terms of being able to use autonomous vehicles in certain geographic areas in good weather, which we are lucky to have. So I would not be at all surprised to see that coming maybe 7 to 10 years out. Wow. in a significant way.
Has Toyota been working with you guys on autonomous vehicles?
Yeah, we've been talking with them, and I think every manufacturer, along with Google, Uber, you name it, you know, there are a lot of folks working in the area, along with a bunch of startups as well. But we've had, I guess because our history with Toyota has been such a long one, since 1958, we have collaborated with Toyota over, you know, 60 years doing various things. You know, it goes back to even the early 60s when they developed the first cars for export to the U.S. Our technicians were working alongside their engineers. So it's been a great history of collaboration. And now with Hui Car Sharing, you know, we've done with them. We've put the state's only hydrogen filling station, constructed it. It is now pumping hydrogen for Toyota hydrogen fuel cell cars out of Mapunapuna.
Can you talk a bit more about the hydrogen versus electric vehicles? I think most people are thinking, you know, but electric vehicles are where the market's heading and how there's more cars in that area. But why hydrogen, and why is Servco and Toyota kind of pursuing this alternative fuel?
We don't think it's a choice of one or the other. So we think of it as another sustainable technology that is useful for applications alongside electric vehicles. I mean, I think we all realize that climate change is a very, very serious existential problem ahead of us. We have to fix it. And part of that is electric vehicles. We think electric vehicles will have a place, particularly in urban areas and shorter ranges. And in that context, they're terrific. But you do need long recharge times. And at certain points, you do have limits in terms of range, although that has certainly improved. Hydrogen, and you can see it, you know, today in our station in Mapunapuna, it's a five-minute fill-up. It is almost exactly like filling up with gas. 5 minutes, fully filled up, and then you're good to go over 300 miles. So if you're looking for something that is easy, that works for long distances, and in particular works for larger vehicles and trucks, because at a certain point, both hydrogen vehicles and electric vehicles use an electric motor to move. Electric vehicles use a big battery. Hydrogen uses a tank of hydrogen. At a certain point, particularly with bigger vehicles, it's a lot lighter to use a tank of hydrogen to power the electric motor as opposed to a big, heavy lithium battery that has its own disposal challenges down the road. So in terms of long-term technology, we really think fuel cells are the way to go, but we also think that electric vehicles have a place as well. And Toyota is about to launch electric vehicles, a line of electric vehicles in the not-too-distant future.
How far in the future do you think that'll be, the electric, full electric?
Full electric?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a great question. I think I would be surprised if, you know, by the mid-2020s, I think every manufacturer will have a significant lineup of electric vehicles. And at minimum, I think most of their lineup will be hybrid or plug-in hybrids. So I think gas engines will be in a shrinking minority as the 20s progress. And then probably in 10 years, you know, it'll be largely plug-in hybrids, electric vehicles, and fuel cells.
What else is coming up on your radar in the car industry here locally?
Yeah, well, it's, I think, you know, for 100 years, we've been a product-based company. We sell vehicles and then we service them, and which has been a great business. I think increasingly we're looking at mobility, not just in terms of selling the cars, but providing transportation. And in doing so, really being a service provider. So we're moving from being a product company to a service company and providing things like car sharing, ride sharing potentially. We're exploring smart shuttles, smart carpooling. And we just think that ultimately everyone will use a spectrum of transportation options, and we should be there for all of that in some way, helping people get from A to B through any mode that they can. And we also see ourselves, in a sense, helping things like rail, because someone is still going to have to get from the first mile and the last mile to the station. So we hope that, you know, maybe these panoply of transportation options will be really needed. I mean, we expect them to be really needed, and we're positioning what we do to serve that.
So can you tell me about Servco Labs and Servco's digital transformation?
Yeah, that's one of the other big changes in the business. Like everything else today, a lot of what we do is digital. You know, it's online, and obviously we all use it in all kinds of ways. We've realized that we've had to ramp up our digital engagement with customers. So we've ramped up our folks who work in that area. And as part of that, we've created something called Servco Labs. And it's this incubator for innovation within the company. And frankly, we think of it as not just for the company, but for the community as well. And it's getting the right talent in a room, dealing with some interesting problems, and using all of our digital know-how to maybe do things more responsively, faster, better, and in many cases, reinventing what we do. We've been really lucky to have some wonderful, talented people join us. We had a terrific internship program in the summer. We brought back to Hawaii, I think, bunch of college students who loved working with over the summer. And I think maybe the most satisfying part is a couple of them said, I hadn't planned to come back to Hawaii. And these are our best and brightest. And they said at the end of summer, wow, I didn't realize a company like this existed. And you've kind of changed my thoughts about coming home. I will come home now. Well, so I think if we can keep doing stuff like that under our Servco Labs initiative, It's wonderful on all kinds of fronts. You know, it helps us as a company, but potentially bringing back some of our best and brightest to work in further innovation in the state. That would be terrific.
So are they developing apps or what? I guess what kind of projects are being researched at Servco Labs?
Yeah, I mean, everything from developing apps to data analytics, kind of really getting the data and being able to figure out what we're doing or not doing well, okay. Trying different ideas out in terms of, you know, A-B testing. You try one thing, try another thing, see which one works better. Yeah, in just all kinds of ways, working with data, working with artificial intelligence, I think increasingly, thinking about how that, not to take out jobs, but to make work a lot more effective and ultimately more fun by maybe using AI to do some of the tough, nitty-gritty, boring analyses that used to be done by people can be done by AI, and you free up humans to do what they do best, which is interact with folks, think, and figure out next steps.
Okay. So you see this as it's a business application. Does it affect the consumers?
I think ultimately, yeah, because I think if we can figure out how to do things better and to make the customer's experience more rewarding, more useful, easier, it helps everybody.
Yep.
And so certainly in terms of how we do business with our folks, how we serve people, we can be quicker and more complete. But I think also, you know, we've taken a spot at the Sandbox, that Innovation Center in Kakaako.
Yeah.
We have an office there with our folks. And we like to think, you know, being part of this bigger community of innovation will help everybody in Hawaii.
That was Mark Fukunaga talking about Servco's future. Aside from cars, the company is also co-majority owner of Fender Guitars. And while you won't see a Fender guitar store in Hawaii, Servco once counted Easy Music Center among its many holdings.